Salim al-Habash lives in the West Bank city of Ramallah. For him, the turmoil of recent months has been a backdrop to the death of his father and more.
When my father had two consecutive heart attacks, we had to take him to an Israeli hospital for open heart surgery. He had to wait in his ambulance at an Israeli checkpost for almost 45 minutes until we could get through the thousands of cars jammed on the road. Dad was all hooked up to machines. It was dangerous for him even to move, but the Israelis just pointed their guns at the ambulance. We begged them to let us through, telling them how severe my dad's situation was, but they did not seem to care about his life or his suffering. My father survived his operation. He died later, the day before the suicide bombing at the pizza restaurant in West Jerusalem. I had to get used to the fact that I would never hear him call Salim again. I wouldn't see him smiling, ignoring his pain and creating hope for another uncertain day. Just as I know each of the dead Israelis has a family who weep bitterly and grieve their loss. A few hours after my father's funeral, I woke up to the sound of a blast. The police station near our house had been struck by a missile from an Israeli F-16. I felt that my whole house and body were shaking, lit up with dust caused by the explosion. My sadness suddenly turned into anger and fear, fury and confusion. I knelt down and whispered to God, "Thank you for taking Dad before he could see all of this, before he experienced all of this fear and pain. I guess he had enough pain." Then I asked my saddened spirit, "How long before there is enough pain, humiliation, and frustration for us, even for a peace-loving person like me, before we simply lose it?" I could not answer this question, because I know that there is a very thin line. On one side, being silenced and helpless and doing nothing about your agony. On the other, giving out your body and soul and becoming a martyr, simply dying in order to free yourself from all the humiliation we suffer from the Israelis, living and dying under occupation, deprived of the basic human rights. That line could break easily. And now the political dialogue has taken on a new shape, beyond humiliation at checkpoints, the shape of killing Palestinian leaders and bombarding residential areas. Still, I look forward to a brighter day, which promises freedom from occupation, security, and normal life, when Palestinian children do not dream about blood and clashes, when all Palestinians can worry only about their health and not about dying from a bullet or missile. Now that I know what the word loss means, I think that all of this has to stop. Military occupation and force do not create security for Israel, as its leaders seem to think. No force can make a nation give up its rights. No oppression can breed security and peace. Palestinians and Israelis are dying every day, and as each day passes, it brings a new form of loss.
The comments of Salim al-Habash, a sophomore at Bir Zeit University on the West Bank. He writes for the Pialara Youth News.